Pedro Neves Marx is walking towards us. Sit down, Pedro. Hi. Put on some headphones.
It's interesting. We just had a really couple of interesting talks down there. I don't know if you've been playing them as well. This panel on toxicity. And Beth Povinelli, anthropologist, was just talking. She's quite stunning all the time. Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about inhabitants?
Well, yes. So we are a channel, an online channel. We always produce short-form videos, trying to keep it below 7 minutes. That has been our maximum length. And we're producing a series of videos for the Contour Biennial. And we're showing some of them throughout these 2 days. So we just showed one to open up the sessions, the public program. And we're showing 3 more tomorrow and talking about one of them in particular. Yeah.
Which one?
We're talking about one which is called The Allegory of Justice versus the Hobby Lobby court case. And this is a really interesting situation that happened 2014 in the U.S. where it was the first time that a corporation claimed their religious rights to suppress providing health care and contraceptive to their employers. So it's the first time the personhood of a corporation is allowed religious rights. So it's quite a revolution in the U.S. common law. So we were tracing this story since then, and we finally did a small video about it for the biennial. And we'll be talking in detail about the court case tomorrow and its implications for other kind of health issues and the overreach of corporation power over employers. So people are saying that this opens up the door for corporations to now deny like HIV treatments to employers or vaccines or all of this sort of stuff. So it's a really like stunning process.
Do you think a new religion are going to be created?
No. I think it's quite amazing because, you know, what we found out, which we didn't know, was that actually churches in the U.S. law, they can, of course, let's say, function according to their beliefs, but not for-profit corporations. So that's why, that was the difference. And now it's loose, it's out there, and who knows, it's really crazy.
Do you have any sort of burning desire to travel with us on this map?
Mm.
Maybe if you have some sort of sonic or musical memory of a place, or there's even a place you've traveled to, worked in,
yeah,
that you're curious about.
Interesting.
It's pretty free.
So if we choose something will come up, right? Because actually we're talking about evangelical Christians, why not go to the deep south of the States? Let's go to Alabama or something like that, see what's playing.
This is Texas?
Yeah. Vermont is also not a bad option. And see if something's playing. Oh, it's quite early there, it's true. 5 in the morning. The noise. It's probably going to be playing some like that is rock. Oh, here we go.
Exactly.
Why not?
My good gal, well,
I think it's fine. Indiana? Why not? Mustang 107.1. Oh no.
Cajun is an interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Radiola.
Where's Alabama? It's more east?
It's more here.
Somewhere where they're not near a radio, they can listen to the Truth Network 24/7 on their Truth Network app. Also, follow us on Twitter at Truth Network. We're on Instagram as well and Facebook. TruthNetwork.com. All the information is there. And thanks for your support.
Truth Network. Sounds good. Sounds appropriate.
You're listening to the Truth Network
and
TruthNetwork.com.
This is a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman. A listener writes, Gary, how do I know for sure what my spouse's love language is? Our marriage is falling apart.
It kind of has to do with reproductive rights.
Rapidly, and I want to get this right before I lose her.
Maybe these ones are bigger.
Will be rising, but at the other hand,
Freedom 93.fm.
If you were to pass away 20 years from now,
it's a lot of talking down there in the deep south, I guess.
To cover for your wife, or in turn, she needs to cover for you, is not
this
as
is, this is a
many
totally different
years.
Station in this. Still talking
so
about
that's
it.
Why
women and
30 years
marriage and
10
stuff.
Times income.
We'll also be talking a bit. Mariana will, who works with me in Inhabitants, she'll be talking more about that as well. About the last months in the States and with the Women's March on Washington, we'll be talking a bit about that as well, and the discussion around like which women are we talking about in that situation, right? And there was a lot of discussion from especially black women like criticizing the white privilege of the organizers or the women who ended up taking over the march, and in contrast to the situation of black women in the States when it comes to pregnancies and the situations. And yeah, it's funny that we just found two counseling sessions in this radio.
Well, it seems like it's deeply fragile male egos in America,
yeah,
right now.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, totally.
Roughly every four adults in the United States is Costco.
It's like the last... men are really trying to keep their power in the States right now. You can see with the administration. Sorry, I have to talk about it.
We were going to eventually talk about it today, weren't we? We didn't want to say that word.
What were you going to say?
Trump.
it had to come up.
I loved this song yesterday.
Oh my God, we should play it, actually.
Yes.
Do you want to play it?
Yes.
I want to listen to this song.
YG and Nipsey Hussle's video got shut down by cops for an anti-Trump song that's called Donald Trump.
I think we got kicked out because we're a group of black people, and like I guess people, what's going on in America, they're afraid we're gonna say something or do something, but we just really want to watch the rally, and to get kicked out because we're a group of black people is really crazy. It shows you how racist our own school is.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride and the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally, what? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump.
I don't like your ass.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah,
I really
fuck
don't
Donald
like
Trump.
Now.
Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah,
so
fuck Donald
grandma.
Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan sold coke. Obama sold hope. Donald Trump spent his trust for money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. There's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked,
fuck
nigga.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans, got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. This Comedy Central ass nigga come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, and a sense again. White people feel the same as my next of kin. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your L.A. rally, we gon' crash your shit. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Great. I'm going to get down inside again,
yeah,
but
we'll
maybe we'll meet up again.
Yeah,
thank you, Pedro.
Have fun.